Next exit history, Punta Gorda. On the southern banks of the Peace River and the shores of Charlotte Harbor is the city of Punta Gorda, meaning wide point in Spanish. A site of early European contact with resident Native Americans, white settlers began moving to the area in the 1830s. After the Civil War, Northerners made their way to the region. Among them was James Lanier, who planted citrus and became the area's largest landowner, and Isaac Trabue, a former Union colonel, who in 1885 founded a small community that bore his name. Within a few years, Trabue boasted a railroad, post office, dock, hotel, and a new name, Punta Gorda. Members of prominent 19th century American families, Vanderbilts, Warwicks, Wanamakers, and Mellons, visited the town's new hotel. In this fluid environment, African Americans rose to positions of prominence. Robert Meacham, an influential black leader during Reconstruction, served as postmaster, and George Brown, an African American shipbuilder, became one of the town's most prominent businessmen. The land boom of the 1920s, aided by construction of the Tamiami Trail Highway and the Charlotte Harbor Bridge, brought unprecedented growth to Punta Gorda. But the depression of the 1930s ushered in hard times, and a thriving commercial fishing industry nearly ended. With federal assistance, the town recovered from the depression. The construction of Punta Gorda Army Base during World War II pumped much-needed federal dollars into the local economy. Since World War II, the city has experienced phenomenal growth due to real estate development. The Punta Gorda Residential District and Punta Gorda High School are on the National Register of Historic Places. The Punta Gorda History Park contains several preserved buildings, including Isaac Trabue's cottage office. The Blanchard House is a museum commemorating the contributions of local African Americans, and the Military Heritage and Aviation Museum honors the service of all veterans. Once a sleepy fishing village and resort town, Punta Gorda remains one of Florida's hidden treasures. This podcast made possible through a grant from the Florida Humanities Council.